Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ron Zayas is here. Ron is a new friend, co-founder of the 360 BC Group, author of Lessons from the Len Master, and he's here to talk about those lessons. Ron Zayas, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I love your perspective on what you learned from your dad. I don't talk about it a lot. I do mention him from time to time. He's been gone a number of years. But the thing that I learned about my dad was born in 23, so he's that generation, the Depression, World War II generation, the great generation, the greatest generation. You know, what I learned from him was more about what I saw him do than what he said to me. What do you think?
You know, I think it's both. I think, you know, my father took the time to explain things to me, which I think helps him realize them sooner. But I think the most important things we learn from our parents and from people we love is from what they do and not what they say.
Watching them.
It takes a lot of
just watching them.
Yeah. And knowing how to act. You know, my mom isn't very vocal. She isn't the type to give lectures or do anything else, but I can watch her and know moral and ethical reasons and everything else just from how she behaves and how she conducts herself.
How big of a bruise could she pinch on you without saying a word?
You know, it's interesting. My father, I know you had the same situation. My father was a tough ass, and I'm sorry for saying that, Elaine,
that's right.
But he was definitely tough during growing up. My mom was more about love and kisses, and it was not disappointing her. So, bad smile, a frown from her, and I was done. So,
no kidding. Yeah, that was pretty heavy stuff. So you're the Len Master. Tell us about that.
So I was looking when I was trying to write a book here about success in business, and because I thought, oh, I'm so brilliant and I've had so much success and, you know, blah, 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 I'm going to write a book. And because to me, if you're going to be successful in business, there are certain things you have to have. You know, you have to have a business plan. You have to have a service model. You have to have DNA that says what your company's about.
You have to have dog food that the dogs will eat.
Yeah. And you have to know how to market it and how to count the money and do all these things. I wanted to look from a personal basis, what are the personal skills that entrepreneurs need, that people who are in business need to be successful? So I started to write this book, and as I started to write down this advice, I realized that it wasn't my advice. This is what my father had taught me.
You were channeling the Len Master, weren't you?
Yes, and my father's name is Len, which is where that came, and on a playoff on a Zen Master. But I scrapped what I had written and decided to write it from the point of view of what he taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book came together very quickly.
Yeah, you know, and I've got some of those things that I've started, just little things that I put together that maybe I'll finish one day. But you're exactly right. And what would be, you know, my dad was not a philosopher. He was more, okay, son, here's how you use this tool. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Or mostly I watched him using a tool as his helper, and I knew how he used the tool because he demanded that I was ready with the next one, you know? And so we were more work partners than we were, you know, sitting on the hill philosophizing. And yet I look back on the way I observed him, and I realized that there was a lot of philosophy in what he was saying, what he was doing, and I hope my children are able to do that with me, because you know, as you know, you don't get a lot of respect from your kids usually. And what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And my father, you know, I was very fortunate. My father was very hands on. I could rebuild a carburetor. I can you know, put together an electric car from having learned all the things from my father. And a lot of that, by the way, I'm throwing up four. You have to learn to fix things.
Right. You're very close. You're very close to the earth, aren't you?
Yeah. And you know, if you want a car to run, you're going to have to make it run yourself.
Right.
So I learned a lot by doing with him and him forcing me to do it. But my father also used dinners as a soapbox. You know, our dinners used to last 2 hours.
Wow.
And everybody sat around the table, everybody had to be there.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine the younger generation sitting still for 2 hours listening to a father pontificate? Can you imagine that today?
I can't imagine. I can tell you that our dinners, with my children who are all grown now, I used to do that too, and they still complain about it, and they're in their 30s.
Yeah. I remember one time I used a colloquialism that I grew up knowing about, and I'm sure my kids had heard it many times at the table, and all of a sudden my son just blurted out, "Dad, what does that even mean?" You know, after 10 years of hearing me use that term, he finally got so frustrated. What does that mean?
The nice thing is, as my children get older, every once in a while they'll come to me and say, "You know, you were right about this."
Stop the presses.
It's still far and long between, but I think I'm finally at the age, and obviously the book is an homage to my father of going back and saying, you know, you were right. And one of the dedications I put in the book was, maybe I was listening all that time, Dad.
Right.
Because it really did make a difference.
But you know, I call those paydays. You're saying your daughter, one of your children said you were right. I call those paydays, little paydays. That's all you can hope for as a parent. And my daughter did that for me the other day. She said something about, she was talking to her son, and without even realizing it, she said, "You know, Dad, like you used to talk to me about stuff." And I thought, whoa, stop the presses. Can I just, she started moving on. I said, "No, honey, can I just kind of let that soak up a minute?"
Yeah, repeat that for me again.
I didn't hear that. A truck just went by. I didn't hear that. Hey, Ron,
and
I need
you. And like you said, too. Yep, go ahead.
I need your website.
My website is RV, as in Ron Zayas, seminars.com.
All right. What were you going to say to wrap it up before we go to the break?
I was just going to say that I had the same thing that you did. I had a complicated relationship with my father, but I got a lot out of it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about this some more, folks, after the break with our new friend, Ron Zayas. The book is called Lessons from the Lynn Masters. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.